Hey everyone, I didn't post a podcast episode last week because I wasn't sure if it was right for me to post something in this season of life. And you know, I've been struggling and juggling. Should I still continue my mental health series or like should I just stop until like God knows when for this entire virus to, you know, go down or something like that. But my favorite pastor, Pastor Michael Todd, and if I'm saying it wrong, please mind my accent, but Pastor Michael Todd is my favorite. I've been following his Crazy Faith series the past 3 weeks now, and it's been amazing. And from today's online church service, yeah, I mean, church is going online. It's really, really crazy. And I'm going to talk more about that. But God has called me so much on doing a podcast episode about, you know, the coronavirus, the church, and, you know, how we as God's people are reacting to this thing. I know not all of you are Christians, but I hope that the Holy Spirit might convict you and say things to you that speaks word to you. And yeah, I'm doing this super, super spontaneously. And before I start, so God, I just want you to guide my thoughts and my mouth and the things that I speak, and whatever I speak, it is to bring glory to glorify your name. So, podcast episode special. We are doing a topic on the coronavirus. Definitely COVID-19. It started from Wuhan, China, and then it's spreading crazy rapidly in every part of the world. And honestly, it is stressful. Like, I'm not denying that fact. It is stressful. You know, lots of things, lots of our, you know, resource of stability. I say resource, I'll tell you why. Of stability is shaken down. You know, financial stuff, the economics is like fluctuating down, and like, you know, the currency rates are all a mess. Grocery stores are also, you know, we're trying to work things out. Bars, restaurants are closed. Toilet paper is out. I don't know about you guys, but here in the States, toilet paper is out. And it's crazy because I was like, how does toilet paper have to do with a breeding virus? But anyway, it's so, so interesting. And this is honestly a really hard season for a lot of people. People are confused on how to have stability, how now that kids are no longer at school, now there's online classes, and like how parents react to the situation. This is all a really frustrating time. And I just want to talk about how God has been such a good God. I think God allowed this virus to happen I don't think he created it to, you know, cause intentional harm to human beings, but I do believe that God allowed this for a reason, because since this virus, a lot of things that we help on as our security is challenged, you know, like our financial stuff is challenged because, you know, we have no control over it. The food we eat, and lots of, especially my international friends, we are relying on a lot of people now to just have food on our table and still have sustainability in our lives. Classes are all, I don't know what. So like those who identify, including myself, their security in grades is now, you know, the school is also in a really chaotic moment. So every place that we put as our gods is completely destructed. At least it's not stable anymore like it used to be. And it challenges us, I feel like, as Christians now, to actually come back to the source and not rely our resources for the source, you know, and come back to Christ as the source of our needs. You know, the God is the one who is an all-sufficient, faithful God. He is the one that's providing. And like, people be like, Grace, that is like the most cliche thing that you can say. And I'm like, yeah, it's super cliche, but it's also super true. So I'm gonna tell you backstory, because lots of people have been asking me how I am here and stuff like that. So it was a really, really hard struggle. Before it got super panicky and big in the States, my parents were talking about it already and like asking me what's the plans for my summer and stuff like that. Like, have your school shut down yet? And like, at that time, Harvard hasn't shut down yet. Those schools hasn't shut down. Everything was fine in my opinion. I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm grateful. I don't think my small campus is gonna get infected or like at least shut down. That was what I thought. And then we were debating on what should we do, and I, you know, it's kind of a struggle because like there's a deep, I just got rejected from the internship, and I was like, another testimony that I would love to share after this whole season of life. And then like I was like, okay, should I go home and continue research, or should I, you know, stay on campus and do some stuff, and what should I do? And God has been providing, and it was like, oh, you're gonna teach in the summer institute, it's gonna be great and stuff like that. But then it all started rumbling down, you know, it's all started rumbling down, and there's this kind of like panicky sense. I almost bought tickets, and at that time, and you know, the numbers are getting higher and stuff, like at that time the United States wasn't really freaking out about it as much as like right now. And so I was like, okay, like maybe I should just go home and like buy tickets. And I was about to buy a ticket, and then there's been new legacies and policies about like, oh, there might be a chance of like not being able to come back to the States if I left. I almost bought my tickets, and even though it didn't pass any of the Asian countries that was infected by the virus, God was like pushing me to not buy those tickets. And I was like, if I don't, I feel so anxious about it, I decided not to do it, because I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, okay, Grace, you should not buy your tickets. And what was crazy was the next day, that plane that I almost bought, that airline, got infected, even though it didn't pass any of the countries. And I was like, oh my gosh, God has saved me. And all right, okay, that means God has called me to stay here. And then a week, not long after that, you know, those news about, and then we had spring break, and in the middle of spring break, I was just doing a photo shoot with one of my really closest friends, Kaylee, shout out to you, girl. And then we received this news from our president that the school's shutting down. And we were like, we were so speechless, because we were like, oh my gosh, our semester just ended like that. Like, even though it's like technically we'll still have online classes resuming like after March, like in March 30th, but still like everything is actually happening, you know. And like we prayed and we were like struggling about it, on like what's the decision that we need to do right now, you know. And like my biggest worry was like, oh no, I have no more income. Like, I relied on the school for my work study money for income, and there's no more income. I don't know how I'm gonna pay for my food, my phone bills, because I'm sure bills are still coming and taxes are coming up too. And I was really, really anxious. But I'm so glad that God was, you know, God had, I feel like God has been preparing me before this season. So, you know, me, usually the super anxious type, was a lot more at peace than usual, which was weird. And like after, you know, feeding yourself with the word, kind of, you know, God always leads back to the scripture that I've read like 3-4 weeks ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like he's been preparing me for this season. This is this really difficult, hard season that's not gonna just affect my life, but it's gonna affect everyone's life. And so we were like, okay, what should we do? What decision should we make? And I almost moved with my friend Kaylee to St. Louis, but God keeps on rumbling in my decision. He's like, no, Grace, this is not where you should not leave. And I was like, but what should I do if I know I don't have any more income? And like, how am I gonna provide myself? How's kind of tuition's gonna work out? Like, everything was up in the air. Like, how is gonna, you know, food's gonna happen and everything like that. And I was just in this place of like, how? Like, I'm not necessarily worried, but like, you know, those thoughts, and you know, the enemy is affecting your mind and your thoughts and doubt and also fear. So that happened, and I ended up deciding to stay, and I felt a lot more at peace when I decided to stay. But it was also still a question mark, you know, like how is gonna, at that time we didn't know how exactly online classes will work and stuff like that. But God has been super, super faithful, which is crazy. Because I know, like, I was like, oh no, that means I really don't want to keep using my parents, like, you know, even though my dad helps me with groceries now since I moved out to the apartments, because it's a lot more financially more, like, stable than living in the dorms. It's still a really hard thing to struggle with, you know. It's like, I'm sure my family back home is also, you know, trying to figure out, because the currency rates are going crazy now. And, like, I think as a daughter, I should do the responsibility to try to just, you know, let them be and like use all this stuff to help them out, to pay with tuition, pay anything else that's here in the States. But also I was like, but how am I gonna do that? Like, am I gonna leave myself hungry? But like, God is a faithful God. Like, God will never let his children go hungry. And really, after that, like believing and prayers in that, God showed himself. God, two of my psychology professors texted me emailed me personally about if I needed help with groceries and stuff like that, and they were willing to buy my groceries for the next few months and even throughout the summer. And I was like, especially this season of life, because like we, you know, in this confusing, they are willing to provide in this confusing season of life. And I was like, I did not expect that. Like, I did not expect that kind of love from God through my professors, you know. And then the moms that I babysat, you know, texted me and it's like, hey, how are you? What's gonna happen with your living situation? We have an open apartment here. And then we met this lady who's also willing to provide their home. And even though right now I don't know what's gonna be the season of life and where God's gonna put me in, like, the place to live, like a if he calls me to live and stay in the apartments by myself. I mean, I'm not like saying by myself, but like every international student is in a separate apartment. But God was faithful that he literally did not leave me hungry. Instead, he's, you know, since the coronavirus happened, there's more time to really evaluate a lot of things. I've been reading more books. I'm trying to cut down social media. And I'm actually pursuing veganism. Like, actually, like, I've been doing it. Now it's like a more intentional thing. Reading more in the Word, spending 10% of my time, and not just financially, but 10% of my time in the Word of God. And I feel like if this crazy, if all the things that I used to rely as my resources were not taken off, and if God didn't push me with the Word beforehand, like, I will not be where I am right now. And it's so weird, but it's like you have this sense of peace in the most confusing time of life. And what's amazing about our God, he's a God that knows about everything, and like before it all happens, he already knows. And maybe this is a call, you know, to bring the church back to where it was, like in Acts, you know, that we are not confined in any building, or we're not confined, but the church is the people that come together even virtually, and God created technology for a purpose to know to still engage in community and in the gospel. And I feel like as an encouragement to my friends in the States or my friends back home, especially back home, I think it's really important to not be ignorant about these issues and just like, you know, oh my gosh, school's over, that mean no more classes, no more stuff like that. No, that's not the point either, because like, you know, as children of Christ, we are called to love our brothers and sisters, regard even if they're believers or they're not. And because this virus is gonna mostly attack people who has pre-diseases or the elderly, by doing social distancing, we are trying to be a loving human being to other people that has a greater risk of, you know, in fact, and dying because of this disease. Yes, the youth might not be infected as much, but we also are one of the most biggest age group that can also take decisions and steps to prevent people of the elderly and people who are most likely to be prone to this not get it, and not spreading it to people that we don't want to spread it. You know, I think it's a great time right now, you know, for us as a community to be challenged to be not only selfless about food and like toilet paper and stuff like that, but also selfless in how we do life. You know, how can we be loving to our neighbors? I think it's super cool. So to my fellow Indonesians, brothers and sisters, guys, I really recommend social distancing for your grandmas, for your grandpas, for your mothers, for your fathers, for your friends who has asthma or something. Do it for them. I know you don't have a chance of getting infected, but I think it's selfish if we're doing it for our own, you know, vanity and fun. Another thing that I want to encourage parents, especially in this really hard season of life, the media has been insane. Like, honestly, I stopped watching the news for a while because I was like, I'll get like updates once in a while, but you know, that kind of heavy dose of like very bold lighted, like how the media and how the words are designed is very, it just increases your anxiety. I just think it's not healthy. So parents who, if you have kids that are overseas or if you have kids back home, please don't shove them with media information too. I'm sure they know the news too. They're not, you know, their people are not blind to the situation, but I feel like as a community we should hold each other accountable to support one another in this difficult time and not create more stress than that it already is. And again, stress destructs your immune system, and we, you know, virus is really fought by our own immune system, and right now what's most important is to maintain a healthy lifestyle, both mentally and also physically. And like, not, especially for people who has a tendencies of psychopathology or do have psychopathology issues, we don't want it to increase more than it already is. For my friends who are, you know, in the state of confusion, and again, God is a faithful God. God is a God that will never leave his kid hungry. So I feel like use this opportunity to just reflect, to learn, and not fall into this pattern of, you know, pointless living or like very like ignorant way of thinking. So just like doing things but not really thinking on those things. I think this is a great opportunity for us to reflect and think and just, you know, and just look back on a lot of things and be like, oh wow, you know. And so I hope that everyone in this season, I am praying for everyone in this season of life, and I'm also praying that God reveals himself to you more about, you know, what is his purpose and what is he trying to do in this season of your life. Even though this is one effect, but it affects people differently, and it might reveal different things, shows different revelation from different people. I highly recommend watching Pastor Michael Todd's sermons at the Transformation Church. I'm so proud of being part of Transformation Nation, and I just felt super encouraged to still share something in my podcast, even though this is a really hard season of life. And I'm gonna push back a bit of the mental health issues, but we're gonna talk about daily ways in your steps in your life, encouraging messages for all of us in this crazy pandemic. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and also a super blessed day, and be a blessing to others. Bye, guys.